Hey, good afternoon, everyone. This is JR bringing you another show today. The time is 12:50. Today's date is March 26th. Wow, this month is really flying by fast. It just goes to show that time waits for no one, right? But I wanted to talk to you guys today about something that that I've had on my mind for the past couple of days now. And I just wanted to talk about, you know, just having faith over fear, right? So you all know what faith is, right? And to me, faith is basically coming out of that comfort zone that you're in, that little safe hole that you want to call it, and doing things that you don't feel comfortable with doing, right? I mean, you might have your own definition of what faith is, but that's basically what faith is. It's just believing in yourself, right? So faith is what moves you. And I know a lot of times there are a lot of things that we want to do in life, but then fear is what stops us, right? So that can be anything. You know, maybe you're working and you realize that, like, oh my gosh, like, this is not what I want to do for the rest of my life. You know, I want to do something else. I want to start me a business, right? So you create a plan to be able to do that. You step out on faith and you make it happen. And that's called believing. Believing in yourself, believing that no matter what, you were going to do it and you were going to make it happen and you will not turn back. That's faith. But some people allow fear to get in the way. That kind of reminds me of the two-headed, the voice, the good voice and the bad voice. You have the good voice that continues to push you and tell you all the positive things about whatever it is that you want to do. Then you have the evil voice that tells you, no, don't do that. You don't want to do that. I mean, you have a job, you're safe, your bills are paid, but you're still broke, but you're still good, right? That's the voice that you want to stay away from, right? I mean, you're unhappy for a reason. Maybe it was brought to you for a reason. It's your purpose. Or maybe it's a passion. But then you don't even have to take it that far. Maybe it's just a higher position within your company that you want, but you're afraid to go after it because you don't feel like you qualified. Or maybe it's enrolling in school. Or whatever that is. But my suggestion to you is, if it's something that you want out of life, something that you have a vision for, do it. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing get in your way. Because I truly believe that everyone on this earth, in this world, is destined for greatness. We all are amazing people. So you should always continue to go after your dreams. Tackle your goals. And no matter what, don't let anything get in the way, especially fear. Fear is only an illusion. Are you going to continue to let fear stop you from reaching your highest potential? No. And you have to continue to believe that, right? When you wake up in the morning, say some positive things about yourself or start thinking positive. Because I remember when I would do my little self-talk, right? This is before I decided to step out on faith and start my business. I will always tell myself that, man, I want to do this. And I want to do that. And I want to do this. And I want to do that. But I don't think I can do that. So I'm like pumping myself up and believing in myself. But then I back it up with some negativity. And my high hopes are let down. Because I truly believe whatever you put out in the universe, you're going to get back. So if you put in positivity in the universe, guess what's going to happen? Good things are going to happen. But if you throw in nothing but negativity, your self-talk is negativity, nothing is going to happen. I've learned a lesson. And I know that's what happens because, I mean, it's what happened to me. Because when I start believing in myself is when I started taking action. Because that's the thing. If you're going to believe, you have to take action. It just doesn't automatically happen. You have to take action. And you also have to have a clear plan that you can follow. But just know, if you believe in yourself and you have faith, no matter what is going to happen, as long as you keep going. Because let's face it, I mean, we're all going to experience like the ups and downs. That's going to happen. But the beauty of it is continuing to follow through. Follow through. Keep pushing. Because at the end, it will all be worth it. You know, my thing is, I'm such a positive person now. I'm like really allergic to negativity. You know, even if it doesn't have anything to do with me. But when I hear people, you know, just say so like, man, everything they say is negative. It's just like, dude, like, I mean, I can't be around you. I'm sorry. Especially if I'm putting positivity in you. And I'm motivating you and I'm telling you, hey, man, you can do this. You can do that. You can do whatever it is you set your mind to. But then you back it up with some negativity every single time. I just can't. I mean, because negativity is contagious and I'd rather not have it around me. And you shouldn't either. You know, you have to, even the people that you hang around. If all the people that you hanging around are talking negative or talking about people or doing something negative, you need to get away from those people, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to do and feel the same way they feel or do the same things that they do. You have to fix that. You know, if it's something that you want to see yourself do, like say you want to start create a business for yourself. You need to start associating with business owners. If you want to make 6 figures, you want to hang around people that make 6 figures. I realized when I told myself that I wanted to make 6 figures, I wanted to create wealth for myself. Now, I want to make 7 figures, but to get there, you have to make 6 figures, right? So, but my thing was, if I wanted to make 6 figures a year, I was going to have to start adding 6-figure earners into my circle. But as soon as I started doing that, that's when I started losing those friends that are making $45,000, $30,000, $20,000 a year or less. I started losing those friends. But it's expected. Because when you start elevating your mindset, you just don't see things the same. You just don't. Then all of a sudden they think that, you know, you're changing and you're not the same. And I'm like, man, I mean, honestly, do you think that I made these changes to stay the same? No. And if we don't see eye to eye, I mean, that's just what it is. I have to move around. I remember when I was younger and was really just trying to figure life out. And I remember all my friends, all they wanted to do was just sit and smoke weed and play the video games all day. Like, honestly, how far does that get you? Nowhere. To this day, some of those guys are still doing nothing, still playing video games and smoking weed, right? I don't want that lifestyle, okay? But guys, continue to work on your faith and believe in yourself. Take that leap, because at the end of the day, it will all be worth it. And fear, again, you could get through that. I promise you that. Put that fear behind you and start believing in yourself. Again, fear is what stops you. Faith is what moves you. And I'll leave you with that.